This is Due by Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week, Max's Mystery Challenge.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Good. There's so much to talk about. I'm overwhelmed.
Really?
I'm completely overwhelmed.
We've got so much follow-up.
It's follow-up out the ass this week. Okay. The first thing is Alex this morning tweeted a live stream of her doing some nasal irrigation, some nasal blasting. And I'm not 100% sure from what I saw that you did it correctly.
I don't think I did either. Like, it felt right. It felt right at the time, sort of, but this generic microblaster is much bigger than the one that Max originally recommended to me a while ago.
I didn't know. So I'm looking for a smaller one for like travel purposes. So if you know of a smaller one, send it my way.
It's not like it's like the base of it is smaller.
Now this is the exact nasal irrigation unit that I use and endorse myself in my own home.
All right. Then maybe I will re-endorse the Walgreens generic brand micro-filtered sinus wash
with the built-in microfilter, so you don't get a brain amoeba.
Yes, that is very important.
Now, here's the technique, Alex. You put one salt in the thing, fill it with water, and then you hold it up to your nose with your head upright. You do not do anything weird with your head. You stand up upright. No tilting or anything like that. The little weenus goes in your nose, and then you squeeze firm, hard, and all the water comes out your other nostril, and you empty the whole barrel, whole thing. And
that's
it all
what I did.
Comes out, and then you refill another salt, you fill it with water, and you go switch to the other nostril, and you go, and the whole, you blast a whole other barrel through your other nostril. So it's a double barrel attack. You got your lefty and your righty.
I've never done a double barrel.
If it's not overwhelming, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely overwhelming, but a lot of times, like you definitely get a sense of, okay, there's saline going through my nose. But this is, I kind of felt like I was drowning in an ocean.
That's correct.
That's how it should feel. You should feel like there's holes in your head you didn't realize were accessible to saline.
Alex, that's what's known. So that's a health bump. So you're supposed to feel worse before it feels better. That's how you know it's working. Because what's happening is that's the toxins coming out. They're all getting released.
Really, saline is just a powder.
But it is. It's a powder.
Everything is a powder. That's what makes powder theory such a compelling view of the world. We're all born as powder, and we all end up as powder. It's all powder in the end.
Day one, Noam Chomsky. I've done two envelopes of saline, and boy, that's a trip, my friend.
I did that one time, and I will never do it again.
They call that, on the box, they call that a hyper solution.
I mean, it worked. I sound much less Muppety, so maybe I've been doing it wrong this whole time, and I finally did it right. So thanks, Periscope.
This is from the, I just like this. It's not really follow-up. This is just a news story I really like this morning from the Wall Street Journal. So this is yesterday. They're talking about the press trying to ask a question about Mike Flynn resigning and that they have not been able to do that successfully. So the Wall Street Journal says, Mr. Trump avoided questions about Mr. Flynn Monday morning during a news conference with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Consequently, reporters lined up and spent 3 hours waiting outside Mr. Spicer's office to get an update. When Mr. Trump walked by on his way to the Oval Office, they shouted questions about him and his national security advisor. So you guys got that? The reporters lined up for 3 hours outside of Sean Spicer's office trying to get one question about Mike Flynn. Trump walks right by this big gaggle of reporters. Mr. Trump ignored them and then turned to a picture on the wall of the audience that witnessed his inaugural speech on January 20th. Yeah. Mr. Trump ignited the first controversy of his presidency by ordering Mr. Spicer to push back on widely reported data that showed that the crowd witnessing his inauguration was smaller than his predecessor's audience. Quote, "Where did all these people come from?" "Oh," Mr. Trump said, feigning surprise as he leaned over the picture and pointed to individual people in the crowd. And they spelled O with four H's, so you know that he... So it's very clear that he went, "Oh." What a fucking baby. The president is such a fucking child.
Do you think it's true that he's really just micromanaging everything that Spicer says during press conferences?
No, I don't think he has the capacity or the sort of like brain power to like micromanage all this stuff that's going on. But I think when something really crazy happens, so for example, that Spicer went out on the first day of the presidency and lied about the size of the crowd for the inauguration. I think that really crazy shit comes directly from Trump.
He reads it differently. Like I watched the press conference with the Treasury guy as the opening act, and I think when Spicer starts talking especially fast and animatedly, that to me is a signal that it's something that Trump directly or indirectly said. Hey, look, you know, basically there's people out there who are doubting X about this thing. I undisputably think about myself. Make sure to pay me a compliment or share a compliment or say what, you know, Charles Krauthammer had to say about this. You know what I mean? I bet there are some fairly specific notes about messaging that come straight from him.
Yeah, Trump always straddles the line between brilliant and insane very closely. And I think, you know, when you get that thing where he comes out the first day and starts arguing with the inauguration crowd, like, it was kind of a crazy fucking move because it set everyone off and it was a lie. But also, it was kind of, I mean, we talked about this before, that the Tyler Cowen post of, like, there's reasons that he lies to sort of show
his
power.
I keep coming back to, you know, Talking Points memo razor on this. Where I mean, the other part of this is people are always talking about, like, oh, he's our first, like, you know, reality show president. He literally was on a reality show. If you look at a lot of what he likes to do, I mean, there's the one part of, like, okay, he has this persona. But, you know, I've said this to my kids. When you think about what you want to do for your next job, think about how you like to spend your time and who you like to spend it with. And think about what he likes to do. He likes to be photographed. He likes to receive compliments. And he likes to autograph things. So, of course, executive orders are a no-brainer. Bring me more things to sign. I have a really cool signature. I think he just likes signing autographs. He doesn't care who it's to.
Oh,
well,
wow.
We know from a leak, or we suspect from a leak, that he was actually pretty mad that when he signed the executive order appointing Bannon to the Security Council.
They didn't tell him what he read.
Right. He didn't know what the fuck he was signing. All right. Follow-up number two. This is a piece from the Philly Voice, and they have a story about a local politician. He's described as Senator Dalen Leach, Democrat Montgomery. So this is from Philly. Describes. So the headline is Pennsylvania Senator to Trump. Come after me, you shit gibbon. And then he said, hey, at real Donald Trump, I oppose civil asset forfeiture too. Why don't you try to destroy my career, you fascist loofah face shit gibbon?
That's pretty good.
So I just want to say he's obviously a listener of the podcast. So shout out to Senator Leach.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. That was very funny. And I'm glad that you participated in our challenge last week. You're really going to like this week's challenge.
What a spoon. Oh, God, this week's challenge. Oh, my God. Oh, your political list. My wife and I are sitting on the couch last night, and we look at each other, and we're both like going flicka, flicka, flicka through Max's politics list. I'm like, God, we're so broken.
I was doing that too. I was lying in bed, moaning, like I was sick, and it was right as there was some what was happening. There was something crazy shit was going down last night. Oh, the wall. It was like the Washington Post and the New York Times were both breaking details about this, like that Trump's campaign was in like what they called constant contact.
This is really the polish on this apple, is like it's all the stuff we feared looking a lot worse than we had thought. It wasn't like one guy had a secure call with somebody in Russia and that was that. Lots of people had lots of calls with lots of people in very careless ways. And that's just one of the stories. That's one of the stories.
And clearly, like, you fucking know that the Russians were feeding Trump opposition and research on his opponents and intelligence. And it wouldn't surprise me if it came from Russia, that the whole Obama's birth certificate issue, and that they were kind of playing Trump to make him bring that up. Because Trump always was like, I have an amazing source that I cannot reveal who told me that Obama's birth certificate is a fraud. So, like, it was very possible that people in his inner circle or him directly were talking with Russia.
But then he cucked poor Mike Pence, got totally cucked by Trump. He got a Trump cuck.
Oh, they're all cucks. Everyone in that administration is obviously a cuck. And The other thing is that's interesting with this is this all corroborates that one intelligence report from that like British intelligence officer or whatever who was like
this brings us to Moby. We got to talk about Moby.
Well, I think Moby's got some information too. But that remember that report that
Moby has sources, the best sources.
Remember the report, that British report that came out, and we weren't sure if it was true or not.
So the one I think about every day.
It's piece by piece. It's being corroborated. Almost every detail in that thing is being corroborated. And I'm just going to say that I'm officially reversing my position. Mea culpa. I was wrong. I think the piss stuff is real. I think the piss stuff happened.
Max, I saw that today. I saw you trying to get a second source on the PP. This is what Moby says. Moby says the PP is real. And Moby would know. He's an electronic artist.
Mm-hmm. He made that album play.
That was Moby. So, that one. Yeah, no, that's funny because like you, I think, you know, I have to listen to my better angels and just go, you know what, the PP thing, that could be a, as they say, a false flag, or that could be like a, you know, weird oppo. I don't know what you call it, but boy. Oh, my goodness. But now, okay, so you tell me, it sounds like the prevailing wisdom could be the chatter, as you say, is that PP or not, that there is definitely, there's evidence mounting. God, why do I parse my words? They've got shit on him.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's number, they've got shit, they've got number one and number two. Here's the thing is that the piss material was never the worst thing in that report. The
Not
material
by a long
was
shot.
That the rough was that the Russians had leverage on Trump through him or his staff, and that they were working them and that they were in communication. And now we fucking know it's true. So that's the worst part of that intelligence report, and it's corroborated from multiple angles. Multiple different details have corroborated it independently, and there was a major resignation of one of the most senior people in the United States over it. So you fucking know it's true. And I don't know, we don't have any new information about the piss stuff, but the heart wants what it wants. And I know, listen, I want it so badly.
Well, and that's the thing. It is by far like who cares who's peeing on each other? But that's not what
you think we're gonna get a tape.
This is what white moms in America want. Like this, they don't care about Russian intelligence. They are going to flip out when it's like, oh, those prostitutes were somebody's daughter. Like that's what's gonna happen.
But is this not? Very reality show of the way of it to play out, because the whole ascension of the villain, they're supposed to know that they're the bad guy. When you're, you know, when you're Philip or Omarosa, you're you know, when you're the dingling, you're supposed to go on the show and go, I ain't come here to make friends. And you know what I mean? And you're supposed to know that you're the bad guy. And then you get to a position of prominence and your own, it's a tragic fall, because it's your own flaws bring you down, and it's Trump's own lack of shame and ego that made him pay those ladies to pee on him, and now we're going to get the tape.
I bet he still hasn't paid them.
I can't say what it's going to do, because probably it'll have no effect and everything will go on, even though we have a tape of these ladies peeing on the president.
But I just hold out hope. Like I need, like that one weekend where we thought it was all over and the
Pissgate.
No, but like when the tape of Billy Bush came out, like we all felt like, okay, this is over. It's done. And we were all so naive and stupid, but I just want to.
So last night I was lying in bed and I was scrolling refresh, you know,
moaning.
pull on the top. Is there anything new? Pull on the top. And just looking at the news and just moaning. And Veronica was like, why are you doing this? You're so miserable. And I was like, it's all over. Like, he's done. Like, we've got him. And she was like, this is exactly, she's like, I came home from work like 6 months ago and you were sitting on the couch watching CNN when the pussy tape happened. And you were like shaking. You were so excited. And I was, I had my iPad in one hand and my phone in the other hand. And I was staring at CNN and I was refreshing everything. And I was like jacked into the matrix with pussy talk. And I was like, it's over. It's all ending. And I've been wrong every single time. It never hurts him.
You got excited yesterday. You made a Grinch smile at Elizabeth Warren. You're so excited.
I did.
There's a line in Dr. Strangelove. It just keeps giving. They're in the war room and the ambassador's there. And he's talking about how they had to build a doomsday machine because they learned the Americans were building one. The deciding factor was when we learned that your country was working along similar lines, then we were afraid of a doomsday gap. And the president says, this is preposterous. I've never approved of anything like that. And the ambassador says, our source was the New York Times. That's the thing. Mike Pence wakes up. Mama makes him a meal. Mama, mother, who has prepared this meal? Where's my Washington Post? Mother, who has prepared the Washington Post? Digga, 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 doo.
I have a major lifestyle change to announce on this podcast. Guess what?
Whoa.
Guess it's a big change in my life. Guess what I drink now? Hang on. I'm going to give you a little clue.
Is it a powder, Max?
Did you hear that?
Is that Soylent?
Oh, no. It's not Soylent. It's far worse, my friend. I am now a guy who drinks kombucha.
Oh, God.
Oh, big time. Big time.
Did it come with a free yoga mat?
Got a case of kombucha. No, yoga's lame. We got a case of kombucha. Yoga doesn't work. That's nonsense.
What do you mean it doesn't? Okay, we're letting it go. We're letting it go.
This is science. This letting it go. This gets the toxins out.
Yoga is fake news.
We got a case of kombucha in the writer's room, and I've been drinking it all week. And first of all, it tastes amazing.
So tell me about kombucha. Is this the one where you drink it out of a coconut with a little straw, or am I thinking of a brass monkey? What's it called? A Moscow mule? What am I thinking of?
Well, kombucha. The kombucha is. Well, it says right here on the bottle, "Rejoice! This is a live food." So now, what it is it's a fermented.
You do sound pretty happy.
I've got crazy kombucha energy. It's a fermented tea beverage, and it's mildly alcoholic and mildly caffeinated.
Sweet. What now? What brand?
Now I do the GT's kombucha, and the flavor that I like is the multi-green, and it has both green tea and algae in it.
Oh God!
Now you. So first of all,
Did you start with that one, or did you start out with like bubble gum? Were you able to jump straight in with that?
I started with a lemon one, and it was too vinegary.
Citrus, gingerade, multigreen, botanic number 3, botanic number 7, botanic number 9.
The gingerade is also very good.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I think it tastes good, and then I feel great after I'm on number 2 right now.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I just have crazy kombucha energy all day.
Holy shit! I'm getting some today. Let's see if they got it on Prime.
I really so the this multi-green one, it's just like a weird sort of Asian-ish flavor profile that I like. It's like a little funky, like a miso and vinegary.
Right. You can taste the fermentation.
Oh, big time! It also says, I mean, it's a regular genocide of microorganisms. It says
shit, dog. They are all over the Prime, dude. They got the multi-green 16-ounce on Boom.
That it says
that,
right
gingerberry.
Here, it says probiotics, bascus,
a bacillus?
Coagulans, GBI 30, 60, 86, and then in parentheses, 1 billion organisms.
That's
and that's
a lot
the
of
beginning of the list. Then it goes S. boulardii, 1 billion organisms. Profanols.
It's living. It's living. Did you rejoice?
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely ripped off of a Dr. Bronner's bottle. Like that's what this looks
rejoice,
like.
Rejoice, rejoice.
It's like it's great because you get something to read too. It's a little novel.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, so let's see. I can get multigreen. I can get ginger aid. They have Synergy Trilogy. I'll try that one. Gingerberry. Raspberry.
It does claim that love is the number one ingredient, which does not it does not sound
nice.
Like a claim that's been evaluated by the FDA. But I think we're getting rid of the FDA, so fuck them.
Yeah, I heard the EPA is going today. So long and thanks for nothing, asshole. Stupid EPA.
Environment's overrated.
The
what's it done for me
so
lately?
Great. How come it's so dead?
I'm hoping that like somehow, when everything dissolves, opiates will be readily available, so we can just go off into the sweet nightmare with a bunch of Vicodin, and it'll all be done. That got dark. Sorry.
No problem. No problem. 80% of the world's opioids coming to America.
Yeah,
we
Merlin,
hurt.
Does this have? I know you are not in. Like you're would you call yourself a suburb guy?
Well, we don't want to disclose.
Right. So perhaps maybe you live in a suburb.
No, but I mean, it's San Francisco goes, it's very suburby. It's almost a bedroom community.
Do you have a lot of young white men becoming addicted to heroin in your area?
No, don't. And I have to admit, I thought this was just the kind of thing that like 2020 makes up. But apparently it's a real thing. It is a blight and has a huge impact on why the Republican candidate won.
It's really sad and scary and weird.
What, the painkillers?
No. Heroin.
Opioid problems are just like killing communities all over America. All so many of the states that went Trump, somebody in that family is suffering from opioids and feeling like they're not getting helped. It's a huge, huge problem.
I'm really interested in getting my hands on some of this Captagon, which is the
Captagon.
It's the like fentanyl and like meth hybrid that ISIS takes.
So if anyone also kind of smooths it out a little bit.
Listen, if any of our listeners have a line on some Captagon and you can hook me up, just email me at alex@cardsagainsthumanity.com.
I had my wife mule me some Claritins. Now that I've up my powders on Claritin. So 2 nights ago, I tore the top off the box, a paperclip $40 to it, and handed it to my wife. And I said, "Do this. Go in there, ask for this." She's gonna mule
you sent a mule in.
She's muling, but see, I'm just worried they're going to corroborate the data because I've heard they'll send people to your house. Is what I heard.
She's a Smurf. That's what we call it.
Is she cold Smurfing for me?
She's your bottom Smurf.
She Smurfs my powders.
All right, challenge.
All right. Challenge time. Challenge
this
time.
Week's challenge comes to us from Max, who is, as you all know, a terrible human being.
Merlin, could you describe the challenge before we open these boxes, please?
Jesus fuck. The challenge this week started with Max, who never prepares. By the way, sorry I was late today, guys. Max pulls something out of his ass before he has to go run and go play another card game. Max's challenge this week involved we have to go out and sign up for the service called Yo.
And there's another component.
And then there's another component, as you say, to this, which is Max has sent us, dun-dun-dun, a mystery box.
All right, Merlin, please proceed to open your box.
Are we going to talk at all about our experience with Yo first?
No. The Yo has nothing to – leave that aside for now.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you just cuck me?
You got cucked.
This is
unrelated. I think we were – yeah.
The Yo will come into play, but first you need to know what this thing is. So open yours, and then I'm going to give it to – so open it up, and then I'm going to give it to Alex in just a minute. I'm going to
I received a box. It says it has time-sensitive material. It's about the size of a Seth Godin book. And I'm using my special police tactical knife that I use to open things.
Oh, what a nice sound.
Oh, this is a nice tactical knife. I'm cutting.
All right, Alex. Here you go. Alex has got hers going.
What the fuck is this?
Oh no!
What?
Oh no! That's a dongle.
Fuck!
Oh, is it a dongle? Oh no! This is gonna be bad. It's got a watch. Oh no! Oh god! What is this?
Okay, my friends, welcome to the world. Welcome to the world of tomorrow. This is a connected smart device. You wear it on your wrist, and it administers an electrical shock to you when it receives a notification from Iftitita. This is, let me tell you, okay. This is the future. Now, you turn the lights on, you want to hook this guy up, you turn the lights on, it'll shock your wrist. Now, the product is called the Pavlok, named after Pavlov, obviously. And you're supposed to
cut holes in dogs' faces. Oh, and this is nice. It looks like a Fitbit, except it's got a Harry Potter scar on it.
And you're supposed to, well, that's because that's where it administers the dark.
Oh, that's where the shock comes from. That's clever.
The Avada Kedavra.
Oh, this is great, Max.
Yeah,
and it looks like a tiny cigarette lighter you put into a Fitbit with a Harry Potter scar.
So now we're gonna have to set this. So this is gonna be either really funny or really boring, because what I want to do is configure these and then have it so that we can shock each other as we record.
Okay, I'm totally in. You can have it has a legend for the zap strength. Yellow LED, red LED. So, like, instead of sending somebody a heartbeat, you send them some momentary pain. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. What is Pavlok? Pavlok is a wearable device that helps users break bad habits.
Who's going to shock themselves first? You can just push the thing and it'll shock you.
Oh, it uses classical conditioning techniques.
Okay.
Is it hurt?
I mean, it feels like you've been electrocuted a little bit. Okay,
wait,
let me do it again.
Did you guys already read the instructions here?
Hello.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm just pushing it.
All right, I'm going to push it, and it's going to
Oh, my God.
I'm a little scared. Here we go. Ow! Fuck.
It's not that bad.
It's like a sting. It stings.
You've never been... have you ever been seriously electrocuted?
Oh, yeah. I've, like, gotten a...
So
one time when I was younger, I built a device where I could plugged it into the outlet, and then I had the two cords go into nails, and I had the nails on either end of a dill pickle, and the pickle lights up like a Christmas tree. It's kind of beautiful. But I did electrocute myself and like short out the house. So I believe there's an app, Pavlok.
Charging quick start. Oh great, I have something new to charge. Let's see, quick start process.
Okay. Did you get the app?
Oh, I got to get the app.
So okay. I think you get the app and you make an account, and then we can authenticate with Iftitita, and then we can make our rules. So here's an example of a rule you can do.
Okay.
You can say, if I spend more than 1 hour on Twitter per day, according to Rescue Time, shock me.
Okay. Okay.
Don't you love that?
This is the life that I've chosen. Hey, honey, how was your day? Mine was good. I was on a podcast where I had to be shocked.
I won't stop. I'm afraid to. It seems that some people put it on the inside of their wrist.
Well, if it's going to work, it's got to be extremely unpleasant.
You should start by going to 1Password. Make your login in 1Password. That's what I'm doing because it doesn't have integration. Boo, Pavlok.
Which one are you doing, Alex? Are you going to do 4E or 1B?
I'm not even there yet.
Oh, okay. I think this is good radio.
Glad to have you on board. Connect your device.
I did 1B, so do the other one. It's not pairing.
I am paired.
Did you have to connect to it somehow through your Bluetooth?
No,
settings?
I did not actually. And now it's installing an update. The best revenge is massive success. Frank Sinatra is the quote that is on the bottom as it's updating.
Offers in-app purchases.
This has been used on someone's genitals. Like this has got to be.
That's the first thing I thought of. Yep. This is.
That's delightful.
Yeah. At least it's not. Maybe now I want the rock. Merlin, I thought that Max was going to give us this really stupid meditation stone. Maybe it's not stupid. Maybe it's a nice thing. It's called the Spire. Have you heard of this?
No.
And it's this little stone you put in your pants, and it reminds you to meditate.
Oh, pants.
You put a stone in your pants.
Yeah.
Apparently, it'll try again.
I couldn't get it to pair either. Maybe it's like too low.
I think you need to plug it in.
Glad to have you on board.
It has to be plugged in while it pairs?
No, devices cannot pair while charging.
What is this? Okay, so now they're saying unpair and try again. Okay.
This is the future.
This is so amazing.
Bad. It's okay. Don't hold it in your hand and hit it.
Is there anything you need to hit on the dingus to make it pair? I guess I could just read the instructions.
Well, I'm scared to hit it because it'll shock me.
Zap yourself when you're doing a habit. After a week, you should start feeling an aversion to your bad habit.
That checks out.
You should be more aware and feel the urge to do it less and less. Ugh, God, this is gruesome. Oh, my God, this fucking... It's got fucking screens. You got to get through. You got to pair it. Can't pair it. Oh, keep going. Do you want to talk about terms of service? Okay, fine. Terms of service. How did you learn about us? Other. How other? Really?
My sociopath
now,
friend
I'm in this shit show.
Send it to me.
Oh, enable push notification. Oh, God damn it. Oh, it wants to send you notifications. Allow. What, you want my contacts too? I don't want to be fucked. I just hope this doesn't have to show up on a form in an emergency room at some point.
Well, it's so I'm looking at the waiver and release of liability. Check with your health care provider before using Pavlok if you ever.
Now, Mr. Man, I just had a couple quick questions for you with regard to your condition.
Is anyone pregnant? I hope not.
Well.
Avoid water at what locations? I would assume. Oh.
Am I right?
I am in the fucking matrix. I am paired. I am strapped in. I am on Iftitita. Here we go.
So as part of this challenge that we're going to send bloops to each other?
Well, so now I've just added it to Iftitita. So here we go. So no, some of the things you can do are crazy on this. If I get an email from an important person, zap me. What kind of a crazy...
This seems kind of like a spanking thing. I mean, this seems kind of like... I mean, no, not in a bad way, but like, I got a habit I need to break, and I'm very bad.
My cat has this thing where if she is extremely hungry and cranky, and I have not given her food, she finds some, like, exposed brick in the house and goes up to the brick and, like, licks it pathetically. And I...
Oh, no.
It's so sad. And
you got a pika cat.
What's that?
You got a pika cat.
Yeah, I've got a... She licks the bricks. It's really sad and pathetic. And as soon as I see her doing it, I'm like, stop that. And I give her food immediately. And now I'm not... I think it's like an operant conditioning thing where she's learned to lick the bricks. And she's like, this is how I just get the food. If all else fails and, like, you know, weaving between your legs and meowing doesn't get me food, I'll just start licking the bricks and you'll take pity and give it to me. So, I mean, this is basically making yourself lick the bricks.
Oh, shoot. I got it set at 100%. Oh, no. Okay, wait. Stop. Two reds. How do I do this? Oh, this is a nice piece of design. To adjust the zap strength, lightly double tap, but don't press the lightning bolt. You will see some LEDs corresponding to the new zap strength.
Ooh. Yep, you do. Oh, okay. It won't stop.
I can't make my zap strength change. Am I pressing?
No. Tap. It's a tap, not a press.
Well, I'm tapping very, very lightly. I don't want two
still
red
updating.
Lights.
I'm all in. I've got the two red lights.
I don't know if I can take that. I'm 50, you guys.
This is good. This is like a youth, you know, powder.
Merlin, I guarantee that you're in better shape than both of us.
Thank you.
New.
I do what I can.
New applet. If. Oh, I probably need to connect.
Refocus on high priority tasks by zapping me every 30 minutes.
What?
If I get an email from an important person, zap me.
What?
If I don't hit my goals on my Fitbit for steps, zap me. Notify me when my Android phone's battery is low.
All right, I'm going to guide you through the creation of the first
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck me gently. Jesus. This sucks. Stop doing it. I just want to turn it. Oh, my God.
All smart home devices should have this kind of, you know.
This sucks, Max.
haptic feedback mechanism.
I love how the button in the app says, let's do this.
Oh,
okay. You can connect it to Slack?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I need to repair.
If I sleep over 8 hours, zap me. Give me a fuck. If I'm near my favorite fast food restaurant, beep my Pavlok loudly.
What?
If someone posts an issue on GitHub, vibrate me. Okay, beep, zap 30%.
Okay, why is it doing this? It makes me very nervous when it starts buzzing.
Vibration 50%. Oh, I like the vibration. Ooh. Oh, my. Oh, okay. Multi-zap. Oh, you can multi-zap. Double tap, hand detection. Well, this is going to be fun. So now my third device that I wear on my wrist will be something that electrocutes me occasionally.
I mean, really, they're all devices that could electrocute you occasionally.
That's a really good point. You know, I'm rolling a cruise. I got an Apple Watch and a Fitbit. All right, here we go. I'm suiting up.
Having a lot of... Oh, wait, I'm going to update the firmware.
Meet Moop. Oh, firmware update, 2.496. Men like you can never change, 2.496.
Max, do you understand that reference?
Oh, you're gonna. Mm. I'm so fucking sick of your ugly, ugly challenges.
No, that's
I'm going to give you a challenge you're going to have to do. I'm going to start putting the list together, Alex.
Ooh.
Another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more.
So I want to make it so that when we yo each other, it shocks you.
Oh, sure, okay. All right, so You know, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try and get excited about Yo.
Why? Don't.
All I wanted for Yo was to make it use it for this because I know you can just message. It just sends a push notification to someone with one button. That's all I wanted.
All right. JustYo.co.
I'm in the Matrix. Here we go. I'm connected. Pavlok Zap.
If Yo's received.
You can have different zap intensities for different infractions.
Oh, boy. I've already
forgotten
my...
Why do you
want to
be zapped? Yo from Link.
Okay. If Yo is received at FannyBoss69, then zap. Oh, and then I can receive notifications when it runs. Hooray.
Damn, is this going to be instant? I just shocked you. Did it go? It's not funny if it's not instant.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is the goddamn fucking problem. I set all this stuff up and it doesn't work. Why doesn't it ever work?
Never works. Am I right? Just Yo.
It's like
you can't do it on there.
You know, Merlin, it's like the install, updating the firmware, installing the drivers, configuring the settings. That is not the real work. The real work is shocking your friends.
Yep. Agreed.
See, what's going to happen is I just yo'd you three. Uh-oh. So I'm just going to randomly just start getting. Did you yo me?
Yes.
I'm just going to. So, but it didn't shock me. So now I know that sometimes. Now I'm nervous. Now my heart is beating because I know that sometime in the future, for no discernible reason, I'm going to be going about my business and I'm going to get a shock.
How about this? You ever get this one? You're walking around. You're enjoying your day. You're having like a pretty B-plus day. And suddenly.
Ow! Ow!
Oh, sorry, man. My bad. And then suddenly overcast pauses for just a second and there's silence and you go, because you know there's a call that's about to ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah.
Like, why did overcast stop? No!
Yeah.
All right.
Why would you do that to me, Merlin?
Okay, I think I got it all set
up. Oh, my. I can see that your skin.
What?
Merlin is just mashing the button.
No, I'm not. I'm just doing the challenge.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm taking this off. I can't. This has got to stop.
Yo.
I'm taking this off. Okay,
yo.
It's too much.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
He sent me 10 yos.
Yo.
Is it?
The human body can only withstand so much.
Yo.
So there's 12 queued. So... At
You're
some point, I'm just gonna
12 times.
I'm just gonna get like goodness.
All right, stop, Merlin. This has gotta stop.
What's? Oh, sorry, Max. I just got a couple more things for my work.
Let's see here. Stop.
Yo, yo, yo.
Why must you break the system? Why?
Okay.
I don't
want to
be
now...
shocked 12 times. I don't deserve this.
I mean, well, I don't know about that.
Okay, let's go see what else this can do. So it seems like, let's see, what are some other really good ones? Oh, okay, so let's go look at. Can you say whenever I look at Max's Twitter list?
How would it know? How do it know?
So I'm going to go see if
How
do
it know?
List.
I'm going to get shocked 12 times.
Ah, you're good. You're good.
But it's, ow! There's two of them. It hurts.
I should probably put mine on.
Oh, God, now there's 17.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me get this.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Okay. Is it hard to take off?
Why?
You've been a very naughty game maker.
I have 14 yos.
There's 20.
This is a good challenge, Max.
Okay. Ow. Ow. Okay.
Okay. Twitter.
How do I use this? How do I use this? Here's what I want. How do I get a shock every time I read Twitter for more than like 5 minutes? Can all of our smart technology, all of our, you know, smart computer brains figure out how to do that? I want to try and use this thing to improve my life.
Jesus.
Let's start with Yo.
Now Yo has locked me out of my account. Why?
Oh no.
What's my do you know my username Merlin?
Oh.
On Yo.
No, I don't. Is it I see you here as Alexandra C, but I don't want to click on it cuz it'll hurt you.
You already have. You've sent
it's
20.
Your challenge.
Oh.
How do I use this? How do I use this to I'm reading Twitter right now. I'm not even listening to you. How do I use this to reduce the amount of time that I read Twitter? Is that the biggest problem in my life? Yes. Okay.
Listen, go to iftita.com/Pavlok.
I'm there. Okay.
Okay. And then scroll to the bottom.
Okay.
And slightly grayed out Pavlok triggers and actions.
Hello, triggers. There are no triggers for this service.
Right. So I guess it's going to come down to what Twitter or something else will let you do. Let's see what Twitter allows. I don't think it's going to report on your reading is the thing.
Merlin, you're a productivity guru. Why can't you solve this for me?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Well, see, it looks like all the triggers here are like new tweet by you. New tweet. Oh, here's a good one. New tweet by anyone in the area. I'm sad.
Shock me every time anyone in the office tweets.
You can have it update your bio for you. That's cool. I didn't know that. That's an artisanal small batch process. I'm all about my bio. All
right, I'm just going to do the one where if I tweet, it shocks me.
Okay. Did you learn about this from Peter Sagal, Max?
From Peter Sagal? What?
On Pavlok.com, the press can't stop talking about Pavlok. Anyone looking for a little extra motivation to get in shape, throw away your personal trainer and buy a Pavlok. Peter Sagal, NPR. Stephen Colbert? Steve Harvey from Family Feud.
Why is he on the website?
You know, sometimes people ask you for a quote. I get that. I do that. I'll do a pull quote for somebody.
What sort of pull quotes have you done?
I think I'm on. I'm probably. God, what was that website that went away? The mail site, Away Time. I gave a nice one to Drafts recently. I don't know if you put it on the website.
Pavlok results from real users.
Yeah, heavy on the testimonials.
If a new tweet by @MaxTemkin, then zap. Finish.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Why do you...
I'm trying to tweet less.
Oh, here we go. I'm on the Drafts page. Easily one of the best iOS apps I've ever used. Merlin Mann. That's a good app.
It is.
I wrote a longer one, and I said, that's what I'll do, is I'll write like a paragraph and just say, grab any part of this, you know, that you'd like to use. Let's see, what else have I got here? Oh, Brenda wants to post on my website. She works in, my name is Brenda Hills. I work in Template Monster Company. Our team created a special offer for young developers and everyone who wants to start online business. I'm the manager of the project, Launch Your Web Design Studio in 61 Days. It's a free marathon with restricted participation for people who are striving for new horizons, dreams of their own business connected with web design development. We would like to ask you about posting an article or a review about us in our marathon on your website. It can be guest post or post of any format which will be appropriate and useful. Looking forward for getting an answer from you. Best wishes, Brenda Hills.
I don't know what any of these words mean. Let's all check our heart rates right now.
My heart rate is always way higher than I would like.
Because I have a feeling this a Pavlok isn't really targeted. Okay, 36 beats per minute. I think that seems
a little low.
I think I might need a new Apple Watch. Oh boy.
89, which is about average for me. My scale, my Wi-Fi scale, always has me over 100, but my watch is a little more gentle. Well, let's see what Fitbit says. What do you think, Fitbit?
You should really stress out less. What's your problem, dude?
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
You're 89 right now, and that's a fat burn.
Yeah, that is a fat burn, buddy.
Yeah. Why you got two of us?
I don't know, man. I got two wrists. Might as well have two watches.
Yeah, that's cool.
I am at 116.
Jiminy Cricket.
Oh yeah. Well. This,
for a boy your age, that's pretty hot.
I feel like I'm going to die and throw up right now.
Why are you shocked?
Did the electrical shock bother you that much?
Oh man. Well, I've been shocked now 20.
I'm sorry. I should probably send a few more.
Oh, it's getting faster.
It's Merlin. It's really.
It's learning.
It's, stop. Please stop. It's really unpleasant.
I should put this thing on, probably, see what this feels like. That's a good challenge, Max.
It's.
I work in Template Monster Company.
How do I? I'm trying to turn it down a bit because I. It's not
this. This is the thing. You got to tap on the Harry Potter scar.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. And then it goes, oh, did you want to have a shock instead? No. No, TiVo. Turn off shock. TiVo. You said you like horses.
My habit. Had a habit.
Okay, so I'm ordering 3 kombuchas. What else should
I get?
Are
you doing the green teas?
I'm going multi-green, multi-pass, Gingerade, and I'm trying Synergy Trilogy.
You got to top it off. You got to top
I
off
I got to do a top or should I get flowers?
Top off that cart. Get some flowers for your wife.
All right, let me look.
Or I don't know, your wife, if you had one.
I love you.
Here's my advice is just don't have her listen to this podcast where you say that it's a top off.
Oh, there's no concern there. Don't worry.
Well, you're going to have to make her listen because she's going to be like, why are you getting electrocuted?
Happy Valentine's Day.
I can't believe Veronica listens to this show.
I can't either. Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
So sorry about everything.
All right.
Prime now. Now, okay. Now, digga digga. Do you think you would ever have a reason to want to use this for anything real?
I guess if I was a smoker, maybe. I'm looking at what...
But then you'd have to shock yourself when you smoked.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Right.
I feel like the Max has actually created a great life hack. And so if, like, I could give it to my significant other and it's like, okay, if you see me smoking, send me a little zap. Because I feel like there's a lot of these things like, oh, you eat a snack, zap yourself. And
ow!
I'm not going to do
that. Oh, fuck. It got me for tweeting. I just tweeted and it got me.
Oh, shit.
Or was that Merlin?
No, I don't know. Oh, no, there it is. I got a new device. Ow. How about when I send replies to you? Could you set one up for that? It's your challenge.
I could. You can do that, yes. Every time we tweet at each other, it shocks you? Like, if I tweet him Merlin, it shocks him?
No,
I'm not going to sign up for that. oh, my God. This is so amazing. Oh, your studio looks nice. Yeah, I mean, we talked about this during our Mikacat Sid episode, but I remember hearing a long time ago that when you're trying to train a cat, it's very important that the cat not think it's you that's doing it. Hence things like surprising it with a spray bottle and then trying to play it off legit. And I think that's, I don't know. It's a little like New Year's resolutions where if I bought a device that made me get, I had to give myself a shock every time I smoked. I mean, how's that any different from, you know, the electronic stuff? I see how that would be useful. Maybe something like I texted my ex when I was drunk, give me a shock. Because apparently that's a thing people do.
A while ago, Google had this really great thing where if you tried to send an email after 1 a.m., you had to do a simple arithmetic problem. That was...
Is that real? That wasn't April Fool's? That was a real
thing?
No,
it was a real thing. And what's
that's
it called?
So good.
Google Labs or whatever? Yeah. Back when Google was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Now, here's one application for this that I've thought of. So, you know, we've talked a lot on this podcast about the issue of time theft in our office, and that I feel like it's happening right under my nose. And I know we're, Alex, you know, we're, you and I were thinking of about our new startup, Office Hagrid.
You got time to lean, you got time to mop jizz.
That's absolutely right. I mean, that's basically the motto of Office Hagrid, time to lean, time to clean. And we're going to find the people with time to lean. You know, this is the gig economy in a nutshell, is there's lots of people and they've got too much time to lean. Now, what do we have?
And they take too much for granted.
What do we have? Time to clean.
They take too much. They take everything for granted.
That's absolutely
15 times. Max Temkin was all of
that's
us.
That's absolutely right. Now, how do we know? How do we know that once they get here? Now, these are people, let's be honest, they love to lean. How do we know when they get here? How do we know when they get here that there's not going to be any leaning? I think that they have one of these Pavlok devices on. Every office Hagrid comes equipped with a Pavlok. If you're not happy, you come in the morning, there's still jizz on the floor. Send him a little shock. Shock your Hagrid.
Or if you're just leaning too much. If it, maybe you get someone an accelerometer, and if you're just even slightly off axis.
Ow! Okay, this is the yo's. Can you stop? This yo's have to stop.
No.
Was that for the purpose of some joke?
I didn't do it. I did it a long time ago.
Oh, I'm still getting them. They're still coming through.
Okay. Merlin, are you oh, it's probably, wearing huh? it yet?
Oh, it's right here. I'm going to put that on probably a little later.
Have you shocked yourself yet?
Oh, I've been shocked like 4 times. It sucks.
Yeah, it's really
bad. This thing's
the
worst.
It's really bad.
I
see the light going on. Nice try.
I turned it up all the way because I thought I wanted to know the worst of it, but now I don't know how to turn it down.
Go to the app.
Yeah, it's what a wonderfully designed app. It's not that bad.
It is an interesting idea. It seems a little bit like a gag gift. They seem to be taking it seriously. And because they're leaning so heavily on, I don't mean to be serious,
Merlin,
but
why
because
they're leaning. I'm sorry, why do you say it's a gag? Because if you, look at all the research that they're showing. I mean, this is rock solid. Yeah. I haven't read any of it, but look at all the stuff they've posted. I mean, there's no way to argue with that.
In terms of
the
conditioning and whatnot.
There's some case studies.
Yeah, look at this. I mean, I haven't looked at any
You know
of
what?
It,
I'm sorry. I apologize. I have not read the literature. I should go in and look. I do apologize. Pavlo. Too bad you can't buzz Peter Sagal.
This was an Indiegogo project. I'm sure that it was. Oh, and it's on Amazon Launchpad. Okay.
I tried to order it on Amazon and it didn't work.
Amazon Launchpad is the thing that's it's like
that's
a
like their eShark Tank.
Yeah, exactly.
Lori, I got you a pink shocker.
Oh, they have those. Tasha, after one day I stopped eating refined sugar. Whenever I had a craving, Pavlok Zapped helped me get over it, and now I'm sugar free.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Steve Harvey likes it.
Really? Oh.
Steve Harvey says, Tony Robbins and I shared some tips for keeping your New Year's resolutions. If you wanted to take more drastic measures, here's a new product for you to consider. Go to Pavlok.com. That sounds like something he just more said in passing. It sounds like he might have said that like when he was just trying to brag about being buds with Tony Robbins.
No, Merlin, there is a segment on his show, Pavlok Bracelet, on the... Did I tell you I attended a Steve Harvey taping?
You did not tell me that.
That's for a whole nother episode.
You get real peek behind the Harvey curtain,
huh? Oh, wow. This is... I feel like I'm being too mean, but like looking through the app, I'm starting to take it more seriously. And it's the shocking does... That seems like the gimmick, but I see what they're trying to do with the vibrations and...
Wait a minute. Tell me more about hand detection. Are you seeing this?
No, where's that?
Well, in its F's and B's, it's got a section on hand detection. I noticed that in the app. Let's see how this works.
Dig it. Follow up.
Yeah.
Easy D.
Oh, yeah.
The tweet from last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the podcast before I got there, you had Kara come on and explain that it stood for easy defense. It does not stand for easy defense.
It
stands for easy decision. That's how the president of the United States meant it.
That was bad on us.
Yeah.
I'm serious. What he meant to say was easy decision.
I think he's the first person to ever say that. Because we assumed it meant like defending the border. So yeah.
You know what I mean.
Bad.
Save it for the hunt.
EZD.
If you have repetitive thoughts and actions. Sometimes it can be hard to resist the urge to think about something or perform a behavior. Depending on the habit, the following Pavlok features can help. Well, they have the behavior-specific course. You double tap to change button strength and then have an auto zapper that automatically zaps you at specified intervals. And then you won't have repetitive thoughts.
See,
what is he, I mean,
this sounds like Harrison Bergeron.
I mean, there's a rich medical history of shocking people who have obsessive compulsive disorder until they say they don't have it anymore.
Yeah, shock the gay away.
I mean, can't argue with the results. Can't argue with the results.
Okay,
I'll leave it at that.
Let's just, guys, it's time to talk about science. Here's how hand detection works. If you raise your hand, it zaps you. So if you want to stop picking your nose, pulling your hair, smoking a butt. You just set it so that every time you literally raise your hand, it shocks you.
Well, I mean...
Well, that's science right there.
Now, this works for me because, as you know, I'm a very lazy person. So really the only time that my hand would get raised for any reason above, you know, keyboard level would be if I'm going to put something in my mouth.
Oh, interesting.
Right, make a run for the border. Mm-hmm. Uncontrollable body-based behaviors.
What?
Sometimes we form habits that involve a part of our body, hair pulling, nail biting, skin picking, etc. Use the following features to help. So basically, it's just all the same. You pick how much you want to be zapped, tell it to do it to you frequently, and then when you raise your hand to do literally anything, it zaps you. This is hilarious.
This doesn't make... Well, and how does this even apply? Like, okay, you don't... If I don't hit my goal on my Fitbit, I'm just going to get a random zap at the end of the day, and my brain is not going to associate it with anything.
Well, you ever use a chip and pin card? I mean, maybe this is just me and John Gruber, but you go and you use your chip and pin card. I would much rather use Apple Pay. Many places, I am still the first person, hand to God, in the city of San Francisco, I'm still frequently the first person that this cashier has ever seen... Not just use, but wear an Apple Watch. Staggering. Like, the adoption is just shit. But in some places, yes. But the thing is, you go in, you do your chip and pin. You ever do this? You go, oh, it's you got to do the chip. And you put the chip in. And you know what happens if the transaction is successful? Like, who came up with that? And that's kind of what this feels like
a
little bit.
Yeah.
I've almost never had the chip reader work. Like, almost 100%
of the time. No, it just always
time.
Has a permanent sign on it.
Or they have some piece of tape over it.
Yeah.
When I go into a place, I went to Crate and Barrel the other day. And, you know, I was buying, like, a bunch of plates or something. And I wanted to use my new credit card that has the chip in it. And they had the reader. But they had a piece of, like packing tape over it, and they wrote with like a pen, like, do not use. And I was like, I feel like this thing should work because it's got the reader built right into it, and I feel like someone's getting fucked here.
Mm-hmm.
If there's the tape over it and they don't want me to use it, well, and then I start thinking, well, why?
Well, you got the reasons.
Right.
That's interesting. That's super interesting.
I think I might be getting fucked.
Well, it's weird because I go into these places, and of course, I'm fucking that guy. Every time I go to Target, I have to admit, I kind of know they're going to say no, but I still want to ask because I want it to come up. If it ever comes up at the staff meeting where they sit in the corral and they're smoking their cigarettes and they, hey, anybody here ever ask about Apple Pay? He goes, yeah, just all the time. Huh, that's something we should look at. It's bananas.
Oh, I do
that
too, and I feel like such an ass. I'm so glad. Thank you for sharing, Merlin.
Oh, no, but here's the thing. It's like they go, oh, yeah, that's really cute. And I'm like, oh, you want to see cute? Bip, bang, boop, we're done. Like, no coupons, no scanning, no waiting, no uploading. And it's completely up to the vendor if they want to fuck with it and make it so you have to sign and shit like that. That's all the vendor trying to, I guess, reduce liability. But that's not, it doesn't need to be that. It is generating a new CRC code every time. This is extremely secure. Just fucking use this everywhere. It's so bananas.
You know what you should, all right, let me take it and turn it. I'm going to take it and turn it, Merlin. Here's what
somebody's
you do.
Getting fucked.
So you're going to go back to the grocery store or the Target or wherever it is, right? You're going to go up to the cashier. You're going to say, I'm about to ask you a question about whether you take Apple Pay, but first, put on this bracelet. Because, let me tell you, I'm reading some of the science in this little booklet about operant conditioning, and I think that if the cashier's got a shock every time they had to say that they don't take Apple Pay, the problem would, you know, let's just say it would work itself out.
And it is scalable. And when they object, you say, listen, I can't tell you why. All I can tell you is that I'm helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a productivity guru.
Perhaps you've heard of my website and podcast. I shocked myself. Fuck. This is a great challenge. Yeah, so I'm going to implement this in my... I probably should put this thing on.
Now, how... Okay, so now, Alex, it's your challenge and next week. And it's sort of... to me, it's up to you, but I think we should have a challenge involving these Pavlovs.
Oh, my God.
To wear it for a week and, you know, charge it every night.
Don't cuck, Alex. Let her have her challenge.
Well, God.
Monsieur Le Maire, you wear a different chain.
I'm wondering. See, now Merlin, we have the power to
we
shock
do.
Max at will.
Oh, we could make him watch Les Mis and shock him.
could Could we set up some sort of thing where it's like a riff tracks, but every time you see Russell Crowe in Les Mis, it shocks you? And you have to sync it. It's like Dark Side of the Moon. You have to like sync it right when the record starts.
They will wet themselves with ow, ow, ow.
Oh, he's so good in that, Max. You're going to love him in that.
I did not watch that movie because if following... Listen, we talked about this a few weeks ago, but you know sometimes you see a trailer for a movie and it looks like garbage? Why are you getting shocked?
I don't know.
It's not me.
It's just happening. Merlin, are you sending more of these things?
No.
Stop.
This is just
I'm not.
Now.
I didn't do it. My phone's not even on. I'm in Do Not Disturb.
I think it's because I shook my wrist and then it just...
Oh, you know what? You probably raised your
hand. I did.
I think you're going to masturbate.
You know what? I do wish that there was like Postmates integration. And it's like, okay, if I've enjoyed some evening herbs and I'm ordering something from Postmates at 2 a.m., shock me, because that's not
you're just like
behavior.
Mojo the Helper Monkey. You just gamely lift your hand up in the air and just move it side to side a little bit. We will deliver you deep dish Chicago pizza. Would you like Arby's?
Merlin, I just shocked you for making fun of deep dish.
Hey, that's a spicy meatball. Oh, I see it blinking over here by my coffee. I should put this thing on. What's the what is the challenge for next week, Alex? Have you given it any thought?
I forgot it was.
Since I didn't really do a challenge, here's the challenge.
Oh, God,
I think we've got to break.
No.
Everyone's got to program this Pavlok and use it for 1 week.
No. All right. I'm going to say that the challenge this week then is to watch the most recent Les Mis adaptation with Russell Crowe, Hugh Jackman, and Anne Hathaway.
I saw the trailer for this, and they all looked wet the whole time. And I was like, I don't want to see these wet people. So guess what? I didn't fucking watch the movie.
So covered in moisture.
So yeah.
Tomorrow I'll be wet again. And yet with you, I still am wet. I'm still wet from the storm.
Never. There's a free fall.
Cannot wait. This is so great. And I got an excuse to watch Les Mis again.
Yeah. I don't get these references.
You will.
I fight with you.
Oh my God, you're gonna be singing along, Max. Just wait.
Just you wait.